We can take you.
Hello?
Hi, Tina. This is Shira, Family First. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I sent out emails, of course. My last one was last week on Thursday for you guys. I thought it was going to be, I don't know why I thought I sent one out yesterday. Wanted to follow up with you, though. Has anybody contacted you? I know we were in touch with that baker. What's her name?
Miss Banks.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a new number, Miss Banks. Yeah, I have a new number to reach out to for the participant. I don't mind calling in now with you, or if you need, if you're busy, you can just stay on the line and I could do the talking. I was just hoping to see where you wanted to do.
Well, I can't call now, but I can stay on the line, and I have to put the phone on mute.
Okay. All right. If you need to just confirm some information for them to talk to me, is that going to be possible?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me try this.
Okay.
Hold tight.
Okay.
Thank you for calling EJ and Disability Resource Center. This is Deborah. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Deborah. This is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line Tina with me. Her son has enrolled into the waiver program. She's been busy with this for a very, very long time, and with a lot of back and forth, I think she submitted all the financial paperwork for her son. Would you be able to provide us with an update of the status of his case?
We cannot do that here. We're a phone referral service, but let me get some information and see how I can direct you, okay?
So I just spoke to somebody through the county customer service line, and they said that you guys work with waiver program and nursing home and long-term service, that you'd be able to provide us with some sort of information.
We cannot. They are constantly referring to us as a long-term care, helpline. That we used to be known as that, and even then we could not. We are strictly a phone referral service, where what we try to do here, ma'am, is guide people where to call to access services. Now, I know this much, as far as that customer service center, they cannot access any what is referred to as long-term care cases. Let me ask this. What county is this in?
This county is in Philadelphia.
Okay. What I can do, I can give you the phone number to the office that would actually process, the medical assistance part of it.
The medical assistance, I think we have approved. It's just the financial aspect of it. And all that paperwork.
The financial aspect of it, one moment. The financial aspect is medical assistance.
Okay. Okay. So we have the number.
Let me do this.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. What number do you have?
We have 7226, ending in 7226.
That is the customer service center. That is not the office that actually does the processing. The office that does the processing in Philadelphia is known as their long-term services district. I can give you that direct number.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, it is 215-560-5500.
And how about for Burke? What office processes it for Berks County?
That would be the Berks County Assistance Office.
Okay.
Are they in Berks or are they in Philadelphia?
Well, this is a different patient. I'm saying your phone doesn't be allowed to know. Yeah.
Okay. For Berks County, it's 610-736-4211.
All right. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah, Tina, let me just try this office number.
Okay. We are located at 5070 Parkside Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19131. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding holidays.
If you would like a medical assessment and financial application to apply for nursing home services, press 1. If you would like a medical assessment and financial application to apply for home and community-based services, you can contact us at our website, www.paieb.com, or press 2. To find out the status of a pending application and the assigned caseworker name and telephone number, press 3. For all other nursing home questions, press 0. To repeat this message, press pound.
Okay, Tita. Doesn't look like we got through there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It doesn't look like we got through there. The call was disconnected.
Okay.
I'm going to try and send out another email today to Ms. Banks, and then
okay.
I don't mind trying to call you to the office one more time with you just to be sure. But
okay.
I know
did you call her number?
Her number.
Yeah. Miss Banks.
Do you have her number? I don't think I think I may have had it.
Hold on 1 sec. I did have it.
Let me see if it's in her email.
I doubt it. When did I call her last? One 215-560-7226. Hold on. No. Hold on. She called me from another number. Give me 1 second. 215 965-0518. I believe that was the number she called me from.
All right, bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
She's unavailable. I'm going to send her out another email today. She has been somewhat responsive, so I hope to have something by tomorrow to tell you. Okay? I'll be in touch with you again then.
Okay.
All right, Tina, all right. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.